Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can I request all the brothers to come closer, please? All the brothers on the other side, if you can just join us on this side. Sit close together. Jazakumullah. There's still a lot of space on this side. The brothers on the other side, please come this side. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we're going to start our event with recitation by Qari Maqbool Sahib from Bolton.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم كان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. يا إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى لا ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك ضالا ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك. ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى رب فارغب. صدق الله العظيم.
الله أكبر. ما شاء الله. جزاك الله. جزاك الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. I'm not got much to say with our respective guest being amongst ourselves. Just one or two very quick points. MashaAllah, the recitation was mesmerizing. May Allah Ta'ala accept and bless further. May Allah Ta'ala allow us all to digest the meaning of the glorious Qur'an. May Allah Ta'ala allow the glorious Qur'an to dictate our thought process and also our actions. Once it comes to this gathering, even though we have such gatherings quite frequently, we all need to remember that they are not ordinary gatherings. Today before ourselves, we have this question raised by many a people. Once it comes to other so-called divine religions, regarding which religion is the true religion. The Christians make their claim, the Jews make their claim. Some present Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, some present Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the reality of the matter is that today we have the greatest evidence within this gathering of Islam being the true religion before ourselves. The verse that Qari Sahib recited was a verse in which Allah Ta'ala mentions, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that وَلَاكِ الرَّسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is not only a messenger of Allah Ta'ala, rather he is also the seal of prophets, he is the final prophet and messenger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Once it comes to previous books that were given to previous prophets of Allah Ta'ala, then not only have they been tampered with, not only have they been distorted, but we also find that the distorted, tampered versions we have in this day and age, they cannot be committed to anyone's memory within their entirety. We ask around in the world, is there any person who's memorized the entirety of the book given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? The answer is no. Similarly, the same question we raised regarding the book given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, the answer is no. If there was the same concept of a prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then we would not have a concept of anyone memorizing the glorious Qur'an in a manner it will ever remain memorized. But we find regarding the glorious Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala mentions, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun." We've not only revealed the glorious Qur'an like previous books, but we have taken an additional responsibility. And this is of preserving the glorious Qur'an, as there will be no prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, there is no concept of any revelation, any message of the after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, we can say that the young boy who will be completing the memorization of the glorious Quran, he is not only an evidence of the finality of the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for ourselves today within this gathering, he is also a great evidence of Islam being the true religion, and Islam being the final version to be revealed by Allah Ta'ala that will continue until the end of times. The final point now is that once it comes to such gatherings, we say, MashaAllah, he's a hafiz, but we say, the qira'ah was very nice, but this word we mention in reality is an illness and disease we have within our hearts. We can never tolerate seeing good within anyone else. And as soon as any good is mentioned regarding anyone else, we cannot make mention of that without keeping any negativity within our minds. It comes to the month of Ramadan. I think Hafiz Sab himself maybe recited the glorious Quran. Many children recited the glorious Quran. Our responsibility, my brothers, is to promote them. But what we do is that we demotivate them. One mistake, and then people will start saying within the rows that he made a mistake today. He's not worthy of reciting the glorious Quran in such a great congregation. My brothers, I went to Haramain recently. And I would not be incorrect in saying that in every Fajr prayer, which is an obligatory prayer, it's not voluntary in the sense like the Taraweeh prayer. In every Fajr prayer, the A'immah were making mistakes. So if it was for ourselves and we were present, we'd write every one of them off. That is what Quran aata hai hi nahi. Isko kyun musalle par khada kar diya? They're making mistakes in obligatory prayers, my brothers. And once it comes to ourselves and our youngsters, we can't even tolerate mistakes within the voluntary prayers. Let's learn to appreciate the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. At many a times, we see a deficiency within another person. Even though he's got 99 positives within him. And we take that on board, we mock that person. And that then becomes a means of ourselves being deprived from that blessing of Allah Ta'ala. We normally look towards Hufadh and we say, he's only a hafiz. He does so many other things in his life. And then if we were to assess our own children, we'll find there is no hafiz of the Quran. And it's not only this, my brothers. This has a knock-on effect and this will continue in our generations until the end of times. Is zamane mein Quran Pak ka kisi ke seene mein hona ye sabse badi ni'mat hai. It's the greatest blessing we can ever dream of, my brothers. Outside on the streets, within Bradford, people taking drugs, illegitimate relationships, people driving around like idiots, taking the lives of others and also their own lives. In such an environment, having people who have been blessed with the glorious Quran by Allah Ta'ala, my brothers, we have to cherish these people and we have to ensure that we try to motivate these people further. Why? Because if we do not do so, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions regarding finding negatives in others and thereafter becoming happy upon them, that لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. Allah Ta'ala may put us in the same position. So today is the day for this youngster, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept him. May Allah Ta'ala accept his family. If there's any deceased in the recent times within their family, may Allah Ta'ala make this a means of perpetual charity for themselves. And may Allah Ta'ala allow this young soul to go ahead and also fulfill the remainder of the rites of the glorious Quran. We heard the Qari Sahib reciting, maybe 99.9% of the people only understood wa khataman nabiyin in the entire recitation. However, it triggered our faith so greatly that many of us may have been in tears and others of us would have been saying, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Why, my brothers? Because the Quranul Kareem has such an effect within it that even if we don't understand the meaning, we hear the wording alone, it will enhance and it will improve our faith. Imagine if we go on to understand the glorious Quran. So Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to make this gathering a means of enhancing our relationship with the glorious Quran. InshaAllah Ta'ala, now we call upon the teacher of the respected young Hafiz Rawat Sab, to come forward InshaAllah Ta'ala and enlighten the gathering with a nasheed. MashaAllah, we look at Hafiz Sab. Once it comes to his class, there's many shining points, there's many highlighting points. They all come into the class with amamas and alhamdulillah, the dress code is perfect. And once it comes to those who graduate from his class, mashallah, they normally stay connected with the Qur'an. May Allah Ta'ala make it a means of his salvation within the hereafter.
السلام علیکم و رحمت اللہ و برکاتہ سب سے پہلے درود شریف پڑھ لیے انشاءاللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت میں زور سے انشاءاللہ اللہم السلام اللہ ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا او محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے پھول کھلتے ہیں پر پر کے صلی علی پھول کھلتے ہیں پر پر کے صلی علی جھوم کر کہہ رہی ہے یہ باد صبا جھوم کر کہہ رہی ہے یہ باد صبا ایسی خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہاں ایسی خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہاں جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں ساری دنیا میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں ساری دنیا میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں جیسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں جیسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں ایسا منظر مدینے میں موجود ہے ایسا منظر مدینے میں موجود ہے
يا أبو بكر فاروق عثمان علي يا أبو بكر فاروق عثمان علي يا سب کے دین مبی کے فقیر تھے یہ سب ان کے دین مبی کے فقیر وہ فقیہوں کے افسر شہ انبیاء وہ فقیہوں کے افسر شہ انبیاء وہ شہنشاہ مدینے میں موجود ہے وہ شہنشاہ مدینے میں موجود ہے ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائے کہیں چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائے کہیں یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
Now we'd like to call forward Hafiz Abu Bakr, inshallah, to complete his recitation of the glorious Qur'an. And we also invite his respected father forward, his uncle, Mullah Muhammad al-Hassan Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, and also Mullah Ahmad Desai Sahib. Okay, and also Mullah Salim Sahib, who is the ustad of Abu Bakr's father as well. So if Hafiz Abu Bakr comes forward, inshallah, and like I mentioned, his uncle, Mullah Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib, Mullah Ahmad Desai Sahib, Hafiz Abu Bakr's father, and also Mullah Salim Sahib, inshallah, ta'ala, wo aage tashreef le aaye, humare liye sa'adat aur fakhr ki baat hogi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Now request Dr. Saab to come forward inshallah ta'ala and enlighten the gathering with his blessed words. Alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate that Hazrat doesn't only teach religious texts and Islamic sciences. Now I'm in trouble.
I also pull away the microphone. As
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran, mubarakan, tayyiban, fihi mubarakan, alayhi kama yuhibbu rabbuna wa yardah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiy al-mustafa al-mujtaba, salatan tatibu biha al-qulub, wa tukshafu biha al-ghumumu wal-kurub, wa tughfaru biha al-dhunub. صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم جمع الثقلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكان الله بكل شيء عليما وقال الله عز وجل قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد صدق الله المولانا العظيم وعن ابي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال حبيب الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كتاب الله هو حبل الله المتين ممدود من السماء إلى الأرض فتمسكوا به وعن أبي شريح الخزاعي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال حبيب الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا القرآن سبب ترفه بيد الله وترف الآخر بأياديكم فتمسكوا به فإنكم لن تضلوا بعده أبدا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected scholars, memorizers of the Holy Quran, distinguished guests, and those brothers and sisters listening through alternative means and devices near or far, I greet you all with the greetings of Islam. We are, alhamdulillah, blessed to be part of this amazing, awesome gathering. I am here because my dear friend and colleague, Hazrat Aqdas Maulana Mahmood Al-Hassan Sahib, rang me. Doesn't normally ring me, but he rang me. So I knew something was happening, and I happened to be in Dubai Quranic Park at the time when Hazrat Maulana rang. Well, he didn't ring, sorry, he sent me a WhatsApp message. The signal wasn't too good, but the gist of the communication was, I have to be free for this day. And when Hazrat Maulana says, I have to be free for this day, there is no negotiations. So I am here. You don't want to know who I said no to for not being there. Brothers, what we have just witnessed is the miracle of the Quran. If you and I were moved, and let me give you an example of being moved, this is Bradford. This is the city where anything and everything can happen. No disrespect, by the way. I want to go home safely. But it's the curry capital of England. You are about either 1 to 4 or 1 to 3 Muslims in this country, in this city. Yet we don't realize the power we have. That same Quran, when it was heard by the people of Makkah, they were equally moved. You go around Bradford, and Maulana mentioned there are some not so good drivers. But watch the people where the speaker system of the car is worth more than the value of the car. And you will have seen these cars around Bradford. Not only is the individual at the traffic light listening to the music, swaying, moving to and fro, right to left, the whole car is moving. Such is the volume of the sounds. Imagine if the music is having this much impact on the body and heart and soul of this individual impact. Just imagine what the Quran could do. The reason why we have these social issues, and the reason why the Muslim community has more people per population of the community than anybody else in the UK, is because we are disconnected with that same book which we were supposed to pass on to other people. If you don't know your own product, how are you going to make the sale? When the Quran was heard by the people of Makkah, let me give you a few examples. There was a poet, and in those days, the poetry was a means of not just entertainment, but it was a means of showing how skillful a particular family, clan, tribe is. And 7 such poets' poetry was hanged on the walls of the Kaaba. This book of 7 odes of poetry, collections of poetry, either talked about females, either talked about a camel, either talked about a horse, either talked about something else, nothing special. But such was the high level of Arabic that it was hanged on the walls of the Kaaba. And people gathered to see this, listen to this. The Arabs were a very literate society. Not all of them knew how to write, but all of them knew how to speak. And when they spoke, people were moved. Just like when Qari Sahib was reciting, people were moved. Most of us perhaps did not understand, like Hazrat Maulana said, any particular word. Sayyidina Dawood ibn Bakhillah rahmatullahi alayh, he's a Sufi sheikh of the Shaziliya Sufi order, which is dominant in North Africa. He says, "Man ta'athara bi kalami rabbani dalilun ala sihhati al-qulub." He who is moved by the recital of the Holy Quran, this is a great sign of his heart being spiritually alive. You don't need the stethoscope of the GP to measure this. You're moving to and fro, you're swaying and you're closing your eyes and you're enjoying that moment despite not understanding a word what Qari Sahib was reciting. Is a sign, open, blatant, clear sign that you have a spiritually healthy heart. May Allah Rabbul Alameen preserve this spiritually healthy heart until we meet our Creator. But that will only happen, brothers, if we connect with the Quran like we connected with the Quran. So when the listening happened in Makkatul Mukarrama, those poets who were writing their great poetry, one such individual was Labid ibn Rabi'a Amiri, from the Banu Amir tribe. When he heard the Quran for the very first time at the age of 80, his ears turned towards the recital from the blessed mouth of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What an experience. If we are swaying to and fro, east to west, north to south, because Qari Maqbool Sahib, from Bolton, the Paris of the Northwest, by the way, is reciting amongst us. Imagine what the recital of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did to the crowd. So when Labid ibn Rabi'a Amiri heard the Quran from the blessed mouth of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing he said, "Yakfini al-Quran, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah." That the Quran is enough for me now. He did not, after this, compose, put together any verse of poetry, any line of poetry after this, until towards the end of his life, and he lived another 60 years. At the end of his life, to thank Allah Rabbul Alameen, he just said one line, praise be to Allah who has blessed me with Iman, so I could appreciate the Quran. Now you and I, brothers, need to think, what is our relationship with the Quran? Labid ibn Rabi'a Amiri just heard the Quran and straight away he knew this is not the word of a human. I have been in gatherings where non-Muslims have been present. Maulana mentioned about the Bible, where the Quran is recited and non-Muslims are crying. In the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were individuals before they accepted Islam knew many parts of the Quran by heart. Such is the beauty of the Quran. I had a professor who told me, I have been studying 40 years the Arabic language. You recite the Quran in front of me. You recite or say non-Arab, non-Quran in front of me. I will tell you what is Quran and what is not Quran. He was not a Hafiz. This is the beauty of the Quran. In his house, Qul A'uz Rabbil Falak, which we just heard, and Qul A'uz Rabbil Nas was hanged on the walls. He said, I don't have a problem with these two verses. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the beauty of the Quran. The question is not, why do the people not open the Quran and appreciate it? The question remains, to what extent have we appreciated ourselves? How do other people see us looking and appreciating the Quran? That's the issue. If the concern is about social behavior on the streets of any city, the fundamental issue is, how is that community connected with the book that was supposed to guide it? This surah that we just heard, Hafiz Sahib recited from Qul Huwallah, which I recited, Surah Ikhlas. This is probably alongside Surah Kawthar. These two surahs are the favorite surahs of most Muslims across the globe. They're probably the most recited surah in Sunnah Nawafil. Autopilot. Alhamdu, Qul Huwallah. Alhamdu, inna atina, then Qul Huwallah. Autopilot. Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Muawiyah al-Juhani was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his way back from Tabuk. Tabuk was an important battle in the early Islamic history. I will not go into this history and why it's important for us for another day. He is on his way back. Muawiyah bin Muawiyah al-Juhani is in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the command to prepare for janazah salah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam comes down from the heavens alongside a whole line of angels. Well, if it's a real alert, I don't think we're going to be moving. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on his way back from Tabuk. Muawiyah bin Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in Makkatul Mukarramah. Sorry, Madinatul Munawwarah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told by Jibreel alayhi salam, prepare for funeral prayer. And he sees groups of angels coming with him to prepare for his funeral. He says, I saw two lines of angels coming down for this janaza salat. The companions are told, prepare for janaza salat. They're looking right and left. Who has passed away? We have no funeral. We have no deceased body. This is a masala in itself where we don't have the body. Are we performing salat or not salat? Ask your mufti sahab. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepares for salah, performs the salatul janaza. Companion asks him, Ya Rasulullah, whose janaza was it? He says, Muawiyah bin Muawiyah al-Juhani. He says, Ya Rasulullah, he's not amongst us. He's an elderly gentleman, he's not amongst us. He says, when we get back to Madinatul Munawwara, we need to find out what he's been doing. So, when they get back to Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a delegation to his house to ask his family people, what were his actions? How do we get to that stage where Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam has been sent down by Allah Rabbul Alameen to perform his janaza salah? And we have groups of angels coming down. What was he doing? So his wife says, Ya Rasulullah, send the message to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wasn't doing many activities which you might think this is a very pious individual. But this individual, all my life, I witnessed since I married with him and he accepted Islam, whether he sat or he walked or he stood up or he rested, he always had on his lip, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ السَّمَدَ until the end. Surah Ikhlas. Such is the impact of one surah of the Holy Quran that when recited with great sincerity, this is the reward we get. So when the whole of the Quran enters the heart of an individual, he has not just preserved and safeguarded the words of Allah Rabbul Alameen until he meets his Creator. Haqq has entered his heart now. Haqq. Haqq. Let me tell you another way. I know Bradford is politically very active. And that's an understatement. If I had my way, I would move Parliament to Bradford. But across the world, people have different ideas of how society should be run. The Quran's idea was there is haq and there is batil. Haq, truth. Batil, falsehood. When the Quran has entered this individual's heart now, Haq has entered his heart. The Quran is Haq. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ. And the Quran is Noor. فَاتَّبِعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Haq has entered his heart. Noor of Allah has entered his heart now. This is the value of the Quran. Where Haq is there, where Noor is there, inshallah, this individual will not go astray now. If that happens, when the relationship with the Quran now is being compromised. It's our relationship with the Quran that we need to read. This 21st century that we're living in, 21st century. This century has seen and will see more progress than any century before it. Any century. The 20th century saw more wars than any century before it. And that's continuing. We think there's just a fight going on in the Middle East. There are approximately 130 battles going on across the world as I speak. We don't know. We only know one or two. Allah's earth where human blood is shed every day. This human being has forgotten who he or she is. The ayat that I recited, that Qari Sahib recited, the bit that I selected is, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah knows everything. He is all-knowing of everything. Within this is a message. You carry on doing whatever you are doing. One day, our record will be opened. It's that relationship with the Quran that will give us clarity of mind, how to behave in a century which is referred to as the progress century. 20,000 years of progress we're going to see in this century. 20,000 years. Bita, how long did it take you to memorize the Quran? Times that by 200. 1,200 years of progress. Not deserved it yet. 1,200 years of progress. Bradford University, a student goes, comes out at the other end with a degree after 3 or 4 years. 600 years of progress. 20,000 years in a century, you got 200 years. 200 years of progress. What is going to give you in such a high, fast-moving society and time that clarity of mind? The only thing is the Quran. Where we are confused is because we are away from the Quran. Where we are clear is because we are linked with the Quran. This is why in the hadith that I cited, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, an Abi Shurayh al-Khusai, that this Holy Quran is a means. One end of this Holy Quran is in the possession of Allah Rabbul Alameen. The other end is in your hands. So you firmly hold on to it. Huwa hablullahi al-mamdood min as-sama'i ila al-ard. This is a rope from Allah Rabbul Alameen, from the heavens, lofty heavens to the earth. Hold on to it. If you hold on to it, you will never go astray. If you loosen your grip, Bradford is a gym-going society. I can see you guys flexing your muscles already. You will see those twisted ropes in the gym on climbing frames to develop your core. I've been to a gym as well, just visited it, by the way. You get hold of that rope. After a certain level, you let go, what's going to happen? You'll fall with a bang. Allah Rabbul Alameen told Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this Quran is a rope that's dangling down for you from the heavens. You let go of it, you'll drop down with a bang. It's for us to understand. The Quran is telling us other people will do what other people want to do. If I tell you the history of what people have tried to do to distort the Quran, you'll be amazed. Distort fiqh, distort hadith. It is necessary for us. Even one surah, if we continue to recite it, look at Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad impact. Our engagement, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says, one engagement with the Quran is to listen to it. How many of us listen to the Quran every day? If we came for the salahs, those three salahs where the Quran is recited loudly, at least you'd listen to the Quran. The other level of engagement is that you read the Quran. How many of us open the Quran? It's on our phones now. How many learn the Quran? How many engage with the Quran after they have left madrasa? Let me relate to you a story. I once visited a house where the father of the house had passed away. And I knew the father. So to pay respect and condolences, I visited there. The son was crying a lot. So I tried to comfort him, console him. He would not stop crying. So I said, why don't you recite the Quran? He will benefit and you will benefit. He just started crying more. So I thought, I put my foot into it now. So I said, let's go outside. I had a private word with him. And without giving you the details, the reason for his crying, he says, Maulana Saab, I forgot how to recite the Quran. That father, that mother, who would have held the child's hand in every type of weather, snow, rain, sun, and took it to madrasa so that the child learns the Quran, so the child maybe can do some recital after me. That child is now saying, I forgot how to recite the Quran. Alhamdulillah, afterwards, we put a plan together for this child to learn the Quran, and again, alhamdulillah, he learned. Because the Quran is easy to learn, so long as you engage with it. But if we do not open the Quran says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. So you're learning to teach. The third level of engagement, besides listening, reading, learning, teaching, is to think of, reflect on the Quran. What is the Quran telling me? What is the Quran saying? How many times have you thought whatever Imam Sahib read in Salatul Fajr or Salatul Isha, what was he saying? What is Allah telling me in this surah? No. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appointed for a delegation and Amir Sahib. They went out on the expedition. And this was the habit of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would appoint an Amir. When they came back, he asked a report. How was your Amir Sahib? He's a lovely man. Except one issue. So what's the issue? Every time he stood up to lead Salah with Alhamdulillah, not the Surah Kul Huwallah. Brother, we are looking for that type of Imam. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found the behavior strange, so he called him. He said, this is what your group is saying. Is this correct? He says, yes, Ya Rasulullah, it is correct. He said, why do you read Surah Ikhlas, Kul Huwallah so much? Ya Rasulullah, I love this surah. To me, it's the essence of the Quran. It's all about Allah. The reply by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we have in the hadith, Hubbuka li surati ikhlas yudkhiluka al-jannah. Your love for Surah Ikhlas will take you into Jannah. We learn from these brothers, it's not just, this is my holy book, I respect it. I will not touch it without wudu. I will place it in a high place in my house. I will not stretch my legs towards it. The message is we need to fall in love with the Quran. And you fall in love with the Quran by appreciating the words of the Quran. That's why we need to understand the Quran. What is this Quran telling us? This was the story I started with Muawiyah bin Muawiyah al-Juhani and Labid bin Rabi'ah, another individual. When the Quran was heard, like we heard Qari Sahib's recital, another individual came all the way from the Yemen in the south. Came to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi from the tribe of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And he went, they all came for the Kaaba. They all paid homage there. They all went round there, even in those days. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the Quran. And he heard the Quran. In fact, he was told not to listen to the Quran. He was told to block his ears. But this was a man of language. When he heard the Quran, he began to turn like this, leaning towards Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's voice direction. Then he was fully turned, fully focused. When Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped reciting, he went to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, go to the Yemen and explain to your people about Islam. So he went there, and after a while he came back and he says, Ya Rasulullah, curse them. They are not accepting the message. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his du'as are accepted. I have not been sent to curse upon people. I am a means of rahmah. Go back. I am giving you du'a. May Allah Rabbul Alameen give Islam and Iman to the people of those. May you return with them. He did return with them at the time of Khaybar with 80 to 90 people of his clan. This is the du'a of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakah of his du'a. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi. This is, brothers, the holy book that we have. If we don't value it ourselves, if we don't open it ourselves, Allah Rabbul Alameen will give it to somebody else. Quran you just heard from Qari Sahib. There is a book by an Andalusian scholar. Andalusia is the name of old name of Spain and Portugal. There is a place there in East, modern day East Spain called Valencia. Those who are familiar with La Liga football will be familiar with Valencia. It used to be called Shatibiyya. Shatibi. There was a great imam called Imam Shatibi. What you heard from Qari Sahib is how to recite the Quran according to Riwayat Hafs. He wrote in poetry form all the seven ways you can recite the Quran, and all are accepted. If you recite, go to any masjid in Bradford, you will listen to the Quran the way Qari Sahib has recited. If you're going to Marrakesh for your holiday, you will listen to the Quran in another way, according to Riwayat Warsh. This particular scholar, Imam Shatibi, Allah had blessed him with knowledge. He wrote this book where he wrote in poetry form. He died in 1288, 13th century. His book is still taught in madrasas today. He wrote 1,178 lines of poetry within which he captured the seven ways of how to recite the Holy Quran. That's a genius. All of that knowledge in 1,178 lines. When he finished that work, he was not satisfied. He went to the Kaaba and he went round the Kaaba 1,200 times. How many of us sat here have been round the Kaaba for 1,200 times? If we added up all of our tawafs together, are we going to get to 1,200? Mind you, it was much easier to go around the Kaaba in those days. 1,200 times, after 1,200 times, he stood in front of the Kaaba and he did dua. And he said, O creator of the heavens and the earth, O knower of the seen and the unseen, please let every individual who reads this book benefit from it. If you want your action to be accepted by Allah, look at the way our elders did so. 1,200 tawafs, then this dua. After these tawafs and this dua, he fell asleep. And in his sleep, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant us all such a sleep where we see the best of creation. Imagine waking up after seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How pleasant your morning will be, or how pleasant your day will be. What bright beaming smile you will have on your face because you saw the best of creation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he had his book in his hand. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presented with his book. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened his book, he flicked through it and he said, Hiya Mubarakah. This is the blessed book. Man qara'aha daqala al-jannah. He who will read this book will enter paradise. Man hafizaha daqala al-jannah. He will memorize it. 1,178. Let me ask you a question, brothers, now. I know I'm in Bradford. How many of you know 10 phone numbers by heart? The silence speaks for itself. How many know 5? How many know their own, don't know their own number? How many don't know the wife's number? Please don't put your hand up. That is the level of our memory. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him in his dream, he who memorizes these 1,178 lines will go into Jannah. This is your ticket to paradise. In the world today, we still have those madrasas which teach this book. Hizbul Amani. Teach this book, and we still have those students who memorize this book. If you go on YouTube and you check it, you will find. This is how blessed this book is. It is taught in madrasas. This is how well the Quran is protected. How to recite the Quran. Maulana was saying about the Bible or other books. It is a well-known fact that there are multiple versions of the Bible. Do we have one individual who has memorized the multiple versions of the Bible? The English from old version to new version has changed. One of the most well-known Bibles, most used Bibles, even in the UK, is the King James Version. More than 500 years old. You ask it with priests whose job is to teach that. How many verses do you know by heart? This is not our doing, brothers. This is the blessing of Allah upon this ummah. If we don't look after the Quran, Allah will raise others who will look after the Quran. He chose these individuals like this Hafizab to look after the Quran. He chose individuals to give to the world how to pronounce these words. We're speaking in English, we're communicating English. You go to Australia, you go to America, you go to Canada, you go to other places where the number one language of that country is English. The same language is taught, understood, spoken in different ways. You get a Geordie speak with a Scouser in this country, the two will not understand each other. You get somebody from Glasgow with a Cockney person, they will not understand each other. Let's open our eyes to what is in front of us and understand, where are we going wrong with the Quran? The Quran has promised us. We are created for leadership of the world, leadership. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. For the whole of human society, we were leaders. Are we leaders? We don't have the number one economy of the world. We don't have the number one civilization of the world. We don't have in the top 500 universities of the world any university. We don't create knowledge anymore. We buy knowledge. We're not producers. We're not even thinkers anymore. Because our engagement with the Quran has been compromised. The reason why there is a glorious history of the past is because they were connected with the Quran. We want to change Bradford, we need to change our engagement with the Quran. This is what the Quran is saying to us. Whether we look at the story of Labid ibn Rabi Amiri, Muawiyah bin Muawiyah al-Juhani, Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi, Imam al-Shatibi rahmatullahi alayhi, and many others. Quran, we heard, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah is all-knowing of everything. This is a rope that is dangled down for us, the Holy Quran. Ask yourself, what is my one-to-one connection with the Holy Quran? Because when you're reading the Quran, you're speaking with Allah. This is why we are moving to and fro, east to west, north to south. We could hear the same words from Qari Sahib once again, we would still have the same reaction. You open any book of the world, You read it once, you read it again, you get bored. Every time with the Quran, ask. There's a big hadith of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Quran does not become old by constant recital of it. The ulama don't become bored by study of it. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant us the ability to engage with the Quran, understand truth as it is, and grant us the ability to follow it. May Allah equally grant us the ability to understand batil as it is, falsehood as it is, and grant us the ability to stay away from it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
حضرت مولانا سے درخواست کرتے ہیں کہ حضرت تشریف لا کر کے دعا فرمائے. جزاکم اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. جزا الله أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا صالحا ورزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك ورضاك الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب الفقر وعذاب النار. يا إله العالمين ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم بہت گنہ گار ہیں. یا اللہ دین کے اجالوں میں رات کے اندھیروں میں جان بوجھ کے بغیر جان گناہ صغیرہ گناہ کبیرہ ہم نے کیے ہیں. یا اللہ ہم اقرار مجرم ہیں. تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنی مہربانی سے ہماری ساری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما درگزر فرما. یا اللہ اے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں کے اوپر معافی کا قلم پھیر دے. گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما لے. آئندہ گناہ نہ کرنے کی تو ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تو ہماری ایمان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ آخری دم تک ہمیں ایمان پر قائم اور دائم فرما. ایمان کے اوپر خاتمہ بالخیر فرما. ہر عمل میں اخلاص نصیب فرما. تیری رضا نصیب فرما. امت کے حال پر رحم فرما. یا اللہ امت کے حال پر رحم فرما. یا اللہ آج امت پریشان حال ہے اپنے اعمال کی بدولت. یا اللہ ہم ٹھوکریں کھا رہے ہیں. یا اللہ تو رحم فرما. فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. ان کی نصرت فرما. یا اللہ جہاں کہیں مسلمان پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانی دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں ایک ایک سنت کے اوپر عمل کرنے والا بنا, ایک ایک سنت کو زندہ کرنے والا بنا, تمام بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ آج یہ مجلس حافظ کی ہے, یا اللہ جو قرآن پاک انہیں حافظ کیا, یا اللہ ان کے سینے میں مرتے دم تک قائم اور دائم فرما. یا اللہ قرآن والی زندگی نصیب فرما, قرآن کو سمجھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے نوجوان نسلوں کو بھی حافظ قرآن عالم باعمل تو بنا. یا اللہ ماں باپ کے لیے آخرت کا ذریعہ بنا. یا اللہ ہماری اس ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعا کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. We greatly thank everyone for attending the program and making it a success. May Allah Ta'ala make it a means of our salvation in the hereafter. Inshallah Ta'ala, food will now be served upstairs, so we request the brothers to make their way upstairs and ensure they partake of the meal before leaving. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah Ta'ala, upar khane ka intizam kiya gaya hai. Tamam hazrat se guzarish ki jati hai ki wo upar tashreef le jaye aur jaane se pehle wo zarur kha kar ke jaye. Jazakumullahu khairan.